This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, Republican lawmakers in the House have elected New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to the number 3 GOP leadership post after booting Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
I want to congratulate Elise Stefanik and welcome her to the leadership team.
Cheney has been critical of former President Trump. How are Americans reacting to the news from the CDC? You don't have to wear a mask anymore if you're fully vaccinated against COVID-19. President Biden called it a great day. First Lady Jill Biden said she felt naked taking her mask off while visiting West Virginia. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is not changing the rules requiring masks on the House floor. About 25% of lawmakers are not vaccinated. This morning, the Today Show asked CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky this question about the pandemic. Is it over?
I am cautiously optimistic that we are seeing this great endpoint in sight. But I think we really do have to be humble and say that this virus, this pandemic, has given us twists and turns. So we can't get our eye off the ball, and we do have to continue to monitor really carefully.
Virginia and D.C. are now among the hardest hit areas following a cyber attack that forced a shutdown of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline. In D.C., almost 9 in 10 gas stations have no gas. More than half are out in Virginia. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Shortages and panic buying continued, even as Colonial, the operator of the pipeline, reported making substantial progress in resolving the shutdown responsible for the empty tanks. GasBuddy.com's tracking service reported that nearly 70% of North Carolina stations were still without fuel.
China says its Mars rover will land on the Red Planet as early as tomorrow. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign a new abortion bill into law. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign the Texas Heartbeat Act into law. It would ban abortions after the first detection of an embryonic heartbeat. An electric signal flutter can be detected at about 6 weeks development in an embryo, although it doesn't really have a heart, and it isn't even yet a fetus. What's also unique about this bill is that it allows anyone to sue a doctor or a person who helped a woman get an abortion. The Right to Life group says it doesn't punish women. But critics say it will allow abortion opponents to flood the courts with lawsuits, harassing doctors, patients, friends, and even a parent who paid for a procedure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mortgage rates are down. A 30-year fixed is 2.9%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.